This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A funny thing happened on the way to a market route today. Oh, don't get me wrong, it was still a route, just not as big as it might have been. A little bit before 3 o'clock or so East Coast time, there was a report out of the UAE, the United Arab Emirates, that OPEC, the cartel, might, and you got to stress here, might, be ready to work together on a crude oil production cut. It's not like we haven't heard these rumors before, but this one bumped oil futures contracts and the major stock indexes off the lows they had been trading at all day. And low those lows were, in part because of one Janet Louise Yellen. The Fed chair spent a second day on Capitol Hill today, the Senate this time, answering basically the same questions she got yesterday and answering them basically the same way, including this line, which I did mention yesterday, quote, "Financial conditions in the United States have recently become less supportive of growth," end quote. Okay, fine. Well, not fine. Nobody wants lower growth. But what exactly does financial conditions mean? Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports from New York on that and what, if anything, the Fed can do about it.
Yellen was kind enough to leave breadcrumbs so we can better understand what she means. Two are pretty straightforward. One may need a little explanation. First,
declines in broad measures of equity prices.
When the stock market is down, people feel less rich and tend to spend less. Also,
further appreciation of the dollar.
The strong dollar makes American stuff more expensive abroad, hurting U.S. exporters. Yellen also worries about this other aspect of financial conditions.
Higher borrowing rates for riskier borrowers.
What that means is people aren't willing to put their money in riskier investments. These companies always have to pay higher interest rates, but it's worse than usual. You can see this play out in the bond market. One gauge of how worried investors are about the future is the difference between the high interest rates for bonds of riskier companies and the ultimate safe bet, U.S. Treasuries.
This spread has gotten wider and wider and wider and wider.
Steve Blitz, chief economist at ITG, says when borrowing money gets really expensive, bad things happen.
It means that jobs won't be created and spending won't happen, and some of these firms may have to shut down.
As far as this and the other financial conditions bugging Yellen, former Fed economist Ann Owen says the central bank toolbox only does so much.
Unfortunately, many of these issues are not going to be directly fixed by a change in the interest rates. In some cases, they're actually going to get worse.
There's not a lot of cheer in Yellen's testimony, but if nothing else, it's the voice of a Fed that understands its limits. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.